deeply appreciative, Mr. President, of the appointment and of trying to give you the kind of representation you ought to have.
The experience, you've got the interest.
We do have the interest.
You're also terribly friendly country.
Yes.
Very such good people. And there isn't, you're not going to see a change fast, but it's a fascinating part of it.
And there will be change. As you say, it will be slow.
You may be there at the time, I suppose. The old actor will pass on. Can't live forever.
I hope not.
You may not. I hope not. Because then it could all come apart at the seams.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be one of the main things you want to watch for. See who's up next.
That brings up a point. I don't know whether you've been advised or not, but the Crown Prince has let it be known that he'd like an invitation to visit this country. And our friends over in the State Department find some problems there. The Emperor apparently would like to have him come, but not to have too much of a reception. He would like to have him come. He would like to have him received by you, of course, for something, but not a major, perhaps a luncheon, but not a state dinner or anything of that sort. So I'm sure that this question will arise in the next year or two. The Crown Prince has let it be known through several sources that he's anxious to come to this.
Did you run into that, Marshal, when you were there? When we were there, the Emperor didn't mention it. Bill Hall did mention that this had been broached.
We'll have a very great difficulty for us this next year, being an election year, of having any visitors.
I'm sure that
unless they're enormous and courteous, political standpoint. So you may have to finesse it for
real time.
Well, to
point out that this is a busy year.
You can imagine there's quite a staff of people.
Oh, I'm sure that
you take a little African country. Oh my gosh, they have. Most of them should be countries.
That this is true. I quite agree with you.
They're 25,000.
They're
totally not capable of even.
Sometimes point out that some of those countries have the population equivalent to Allen County, Indiana. Allen County is where Fort Wayne is located.
Sure. Or they're lucky they're that big. Well, they may have that population, but in terms of people that can run in them, they probably got 100 of the population in Allen County.
This is
you just can't imagine how Ethiopia, of course, is tiny, but some of those black Africans, it's unbelievable. Because I need the best of them when they come here, and I must say, like children.
Gabon has 350,000 people in the whole country.
There you are.
There.
And one of the most attractive capitals now.
Yeah. 350,000 people, and with Army, Navy, Air Force, an ambassador to the United States, and a mission to the United Nations.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how ridiculous can we get that? We used to talk about the banana republics, you know. Heck, most of those are bigger than most of those African countries.
Nicaragua,
they're still not too stable, but at least they have built up some sort of an educational system. There are a lot of educated people and so forth. This is no reflection on Africa. It's just a fact. It's an historical fact that we move much too fast. Fortunately, you're going to a country wasn't a country for many years, had a tradition, and just the rest of them. I'm referring to the new ones, and they threw out this colonialism is bad, and so therefore make it free and everything's going to be fine. Fine at all. I mean, people have to be prepared for taking over responsibility. Look at what a mess we've made in the Philippines. We took 50 years to prepare, and it's still a mess.
Mr. President, that's exactly what I thought. It took about a month off. One through after the last month.
Yeah.
And among all but the most militant of the African states, the one common ingredient everywhere we went and talked with the president was that very obviously he he was caught on a dilemma of wanting, he recognized the necessity of focusing on his internal problems, and yet he was caught up in the necessity of being a country and engaging in a lot of international activity. And this seemed to be the dilemma that they were all sort of hung up on. And there clearly is a very considerable recognition on their fact that it's 10 years now, more or less, after independence. And you can't blame it any longer on the old bad colonial power. And the lack of progress is not that comes directly to the global equivalent of the White House.
It's up to them. It's up to them. That's right. And that's where that's a frightening thought to them.
Yes, sir. It certainly is.
It's like the old, like, they kind of watch the colonel. The first thing that probably blamed everything on the Dutch. And actually there was 15 years. So it was all his. So then he's out.
Mr. President, if I may digress a moment, I want to say, and Mary joins me in this, that we thought your wedding, which we viewed with great pleasure on television, was in the finest taste imaginable, and that is the reaction that everybody has had, that it was sweet in excellent taste. I've not heard the first thing otherwise. We had a particular interest because when our daughter Carolyn was married, Dr. Latch came out to Fort Wayne and joined our local minister there. We think he's just a great guy.
Yes.
Of course, that gave us some special interest, but I didn't want to interrupt your line of thought, but neither did I want to fail to
mention our court buildings anyway.
But this was the reaction that we haven't found the first person, Democrat, Republican, Socialist, whatever, that said that it was in great taste, and they thought it was a credit to our country.
Yeah, the great of it, I guess they liked it.
Good.
Is that true?
Well, he would say that anyway. He starts all of it.
It was very impressive, and the television did a good job.
They did do it.
Well, I just wish you the best. I suppose the rest of it's the same as the SNS. It's not bad.
No,
not one of the best. But it's adequate.
It is
adequate. But I stayed there when I was there. When Corey is there, I stayed there overnight. And I thought it was perfectly good.
Yeah, I think it is. Well, of course, the Vice President will be there.
Is he coming?
Yes.
I didn't know whether he worked that in or not.
He is coming. On the 10th of July. We had expected
that. Well, that'll give you a big show then.
Oh, well, that's very. We're
and the Ethiopians will do a good job by it.
Oh, they'll be wonderful.
When's he coming? The 10th?
The 10th, and stay until the 12th, which is over a week.
Right.
Oh, we're delighted.
Well, that's good. Take it
we're on. Arriving on the 6th. We will arrive on the 6th.
But you'll just be in.
Just be in.
We'll try to act like old Ethiopia hands. May I convey your greetings to the Emperor?
You know, you can recall our many meetings in the past, there and here, twice there, and of course, on here. Occasions I remember too is he was the honored guest, actually, the most honored one on the occasion of 25th anniversary of the UN Deputy Member, and he responded for all of them.
I'll mention that
we call it the senior statesman of the world. And the main thing is that we're really concerned about is not only his continuing leadership in Africa, but that this is a sensitive subject, but I've said the same thing to Franco. It's very important that he arranges transitions.
And he's a little reluctant, apparently, to do that.
He's got to do it. I know he feels good. He doesn't think any of the young people around him know anything. All the usual things.
This is right.
But if he doesn't, the worst legacy he could leave is that after years and years of relative, at least stability, that he leaves a revolution. He must not do that.
That's why I'll find the time now. I will find an opportunity to...
Just on the basis that it isn't a question that we hope he lives, I hope he lives 10, 15, 20 years long. But the main thing is that he has a responsibility in the future there.
Believe me, I will give him that word.
Try to get that across to Franco. But, all right.
Well,
Franco is beginning to see it. The one of the best of the ones that I have run across is Cuba. He's very deliberately planning for his succession.
Well, that's helpful there, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, we have been, Marion and I, in Yugoslavia several times, and we like the Yugoslav people.
Sure.
Water, strong, warm, independent-minded.
They've been killing each other for years. They kill each other again, that's the problem.
That's,
you know, you got those people out there starting fighting amongst each other with slow beans and
Croats
and all the rest. Croats and Croatians.
Croatians, I guess.
They'll really be murdered. But who knows? They'll probably like, shoot them up before they have.
Just one more.
Oh, sure, Greg. I know you've done so much work.